Listening Library presents Surprises According to Humphrey by Betty G. Burney. Read for you by Hal Hollings.
Chapter 1. Spring Has Sprung. Monday mornings are different than other mornings. That's just one of many things I've learned in the months I've lived in Room 26 of Longfellow School. For one thing, on Mondays, I'm usually tired from a weekend spent visiting the home of one of my fellow classmates. That's the best part of my job as classroom hamster. My friends are also quieter than usual on Mondays. It takes them at least half a day to get back up to speed after their weekends away from school. Don't Complain Mandy Payne complains more than usual on Mondays. Today she complained that it was too hot. Our teacher, Mrs. Brisbane, opened a window. Sit Still Seth Stevenson jitters in his seat more on Monday mornings. But he tries to sit still, he really does. And even Lower Your Voice A.J. Thomas, who can rattle the walls with his loud voice, is quieter on Monday mornings. It's weird. Mrs. Brisbane, however, is always up to speed, and she likes to get Monday mornings rolling with something interesting. Class, in case you hadn't noticed, spring has sprung, Mrs. Brisbane announced one Monday. I don't know about the other students, but I'd certainly noticed that the March rains had stopped and everything had changed. The world, which had been drippy and dreary, was now bright green. The trees, the grass, just about everything outside matched the color of my goofy green neighbor, Og the Frog, who lives in a tank next to my cage. For some reason, all that green made me feel like springing up onto my bridge ladder, which goes across my big cage.